This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sandy, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I mean that sincerely. I want you part of the solution, not part of the problem. That's really what it boils down to. You know, I'm going to do what everybody else is doing to a degree, right? We're going to kind of debrief, unwind when it comes to CPAC. And really take a look at what we have to look forward to. You know, one of my mantras, many of you listen to it for years, and I very much appreciate it. But one of my mantras has always been around the fact that we've lost the warriors. In terms like fighting or, you know, engaging, standing firm, when those all of a sudden become uncomfortable terms, that's a problem. Right? You know, parents especially, maybe not all parents based on what I've seen, but most parents, you will fight for your kids to the end, wouldn't you? You're going to, and I've had parents being on a school board, you have parents that come in, write you letters, give you a call. And some of them have got their act together. They know what they want. They know what their child is missing. And they're willing to take it to the nth degree for their child. And that's great. That's a good thing. And they're willing to fight. You hear me? I said fight. They're willing to fight it through and not let you take advantage of the child. Some think you're taking advantage of the children. You're really not. You know, we've got rules and laws to follow, too, as a school board. But there are some kids that do drop through the cracks. There are some teachers, you know, like there is in every profession, there's some teachers that just don't care. They're there for the paycheck. They're there for the benefits. And they're going to get away with everything they can. And there's some there for some nasty reasons. But for the most part, I believe teachers want to teach the kids. I really do. So, when I say, where are my warriors? When you find out something's going on in school, you know, there used to be this old thing called the PTA phone tree. Remember that? Or the school tree, whatever it was. And some of them would go sideways at school, or they would need help with something. And what would happen was, is that the parents would call the parents, who would call other parents, who would call other parents, and you'd get everything together that you needed to make sure your kids had whatever supplies, whatever the situation was, it was there for them. And that was cool. That was the right way to do it. That was cool. And now, unless it's for some kind of foo-foo social reason, you can't get people to step up. When you find out that your kids are learning things that are unscientific, go 180 degrees against biology, you want to keep your mouth shut. You Christian parents, I'm appalled, I got to tell you. Yeah, you heard me. I'm appalled when I find out some of the things that your kids are being taught at school that are 180 degrees against God's word, and you don't push back. You don't push back on the teacher, the school, the principal. And stop saying that you'll, you know, a lot of people, you know, I'll just fix it when he gets home. Really? How many of you have actually fixed it? Your son or daughter is spending 8 hours a day with a teacher that they love and they respect and they care about. That teacher wouldn't lie to them. When that teacher tells them there is no God, why would the teacher lie to them? When that teacher tells them there is no such thing as a girl or boy, why would that teacher lie to them? Do you understand where I'm going with this? You have to be the one. You have to be diligent on a daily basis. I mean, do you strength? Do you eat once a week? I mean, I need to eat once a week, but do you eat once a week? Is that how you strengthen your body? Is that how you make sure your body gets the nutrition it needs? So with your children, you need to be feeding them God's word every single day. You need to be watching over them to make sure that what they're learning doesn't go against God's word. And don't give me this stuff. Look, I told one of my daughters a long time ago when they were doing some test for school. There was something in there. And I said, here's the deal. When you answer the question, because it goes against your religious belief, your core belief, it's really simple. According to the book. That's how you start the sentence off. According to the book, there are, you know, 79 and a half genders. That's it. You're not agreeing with it. You're not making a declarative statement that there are 79 genders, because there's not. Right? It's really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Do something more, as I say, than nothing. Right? Get your facts together. Let's find out truly what's going on. That's the way to do it. The Bill Maher and I don't, as you can imagine, we don't agree about much. But we come back and play a clip of his where he's making a pretty deep warning to his people on the left. Which, you know, basically they're giggling and they're laughing and they're loving what they see is going on to the going on to the conservatives. But when will that start happening to the liberals? When will those loons decide you're not liberal enough for them? You don't believe the same way they do. Right? I mean, what made the Christians think, which this is a real sin, by not pushing back on Hitler, by not standing up to Hitler, and looking the other way while he was wiping out the Jews, what made them think he wasn't coming for them eventually? Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Be back in a few minutes.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief. solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
Like we are back.
Said, ain't that a
Double C, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, not part of the problems, I would say. You know, if the left really thinks, the people, the loons on the left, if they would, if they really believe for a second that they're going to get a free ride, that those on the far left aren't coming after them, they are sadly mistaken. Actually, I should say that. They're not sadly mistaken. They're just mistaken, period. If they really believe these people are going to leave them alone, you have to be 100% on board with them or else. Look at what's going on right now with Joey B and AOC and Squad. They don't agree with him. They don't like him, right? They're going to be all over him. They're not going to leave him alone. At what point is he going to throw up his arms and say, I don't need this crap? Just either do what they say or leave, and then you're stuck with Kamala Harris. Isn't that exciting? 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, Bill Maher, as I said earlier, I'm not usually on the same page as him at all, in the least in any way. But Bill recently was talking about the fact that here's the deal. There, you think that you're all excited that the you know, cancel culture is going after the right, that they're looking to take out anything conservative or what have you. What makes you think that they're going to stop there? Once they get everybody gone, they want gone, that they're not going to bother the left anymore. Well, I can't say it as well as he can. So take a listen.
And finally, new rule, liberals need a stand your ground law for cancel culture, so that when the woke mob comes after you for some ridiculous offense, you'll stand your ground. Stop apologizing, because I can't keep up anymore with who's on the list. Because cancel culture is real, it's insane, and it's growing exponentially, and it's coming to a neighborhood near you. If you think it's just for celebrities, no. In an era where everyone is online, everyone is a public figure. It's like we're all trapped in the hills have eyes and Wi-Fi. Take Mr. Emmanuel Cafferty. He was a San Diego gas and electric worker, but he got fired because someone reported him making a white supremacist hand gesture outside the window of his truck. But he's not a white supremacist. He's Latino. And he wasn't making a hand gesture. He's probably just flicking a booger. Is this really who we want to become? A society of phony, clenched avatars, walking on eggshells, always looking over your shoulder about getting ratted out for something that actually has nothing to do with your character or morals?
I mean, seriously. Did he hit a home run on that? I mean, whether you like the guy or not, he's right. And he, being on the far left, realizes, sees, and says, we can't be operating like this. This is not healthy. It's not good. It's dangerous. Really. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can always watch live, listen live. You can take the poll there. There's a lot happening as well. A lot of good stories there. Love for you to comment on some of those stories and let people know how you feel about them. You want to see them more. So when we come back from, now we're not close, but when we come back from the other break, I got a clip of Joe Biden that I've been just dying to play. Because I played about 20 times today. Right? I played this clip over and over and over and over and over again. I still don't know what he said. I'm not so sure he knew what he said. Do you know what I'm saying? All right. I know I touched on this earlier, but Biden race, Dr. Seuss from Read Across America proclamation, because progressives want to cancel the author. Now, the funny thing about this, some of you guys that are my age, some of you people that are my age, think really hard. Because sometimes we forget things. So, this ties where I've said, that movie was really good. I saw that back in the 70s or early 80s, and it was clean and good. And then you see it again, you go, whoa. Wait a minute, I don't remember that. Because you were in a different mindset back then, right? So Biden appears to have erased Dr. Seuss from Read Across America Day, the annual celebration of reading in honor of the legendary children's author, whose birthday falls on March 2nd. Biden followed the presidential tradition of proclaiming Tuesday Read Across America Day. He bucked his predecessors, though, by leaving out any mention of Dr. Seuss from the proclamation. Why would he do that? Now, the White House wouldn't respond to it immediately. But really, some people feel the snub comes as the beloved little children's author could be a racist. He didn't have enough green people, I guess, on his shows. I don't know. One of Virginia's biggest school districts, Loudoun County Public Schools, They nicked Dr. Seuss from the schools and read across America Day celebrations, citing, well, there were racial undertones in his children's books. Now, former President Barack Obama and former President Donald Trump both highlighted Dr. Seuss' contributions in their annual proclamations. But not this time. He's nowhere to be found. The works of, what's his name? Theodore Seuss Geisel, better known as Dr. Seuss. Right, think about that. The kids love reading his stuff. I mean, this is what I'm saying. I've been saying this for a long time. Why are they trying to dumb down these kids? What's the problem here? I mean, we need to teach them proper history. We need to teach them reading comprehension. We need to teach them math. And basic science would be nice. Real science, though. Anyhow, Obama said in his 2015 proclamation, his whimsical wordplay and curious characters inspire children to dream big and remind readers of all ages that a person, no matter how small. Gee, if Obama said it, the heavens must open up, right? In his 2016 proclamation, Obama describes Seuss as one of America's revered wordsmiths who used this incredible talent to instill in his most impressionable headers these values that everybody holds dear. Now, years ago, remember when, was it Melania? She sent a boatload of these books out to a school district that refused to get them. I don't remember which one it was. It was just amazing. Trump, in his 2018 proclamation, urged Americans to always remember the words of Dr. Seuss. You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself in any direction you choose. I like that one. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A third woman has come forward accusing New York Governor Andrew Cuomo of sexual harassment. The woman told the New York Times that the governor made unwanted advances towards her at a wedding in 2019. New York's Attorney General Letitia James announced Monday that her office would investigate allegations against the governor from 2 former aides. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio told CNN that if the allegations against Cuomo are proven, he should resign.
The governor issued a total non-apology earlier and in effect treated sexual harassment as some kind of laughing matter. It's not a laughing matter. It's not a joke. It's very, very serious stuff. And we need a full investigation. If it proves that these allegations are true, how can someone lead a state if they've done these kind of things?
This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying televisions.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Really, 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 really appreciate the time you guys are spending with me. Look, head up to the website. A couple things going on there. One is check out therealside.com/, real simple, realside.com/helpjoe. A little information there about my fight with Katie Hill and our legal battle. And it comes on the heels of us, you know, bringing you the truth, talking the truth, making sure that we uncover. What the heck? That we uncover them in reality and for real, like they tell the lies about us. You know what I mean by that, right? Seriously. They love to tell these lies about us that have little bits of truth in them. So they kind of sound real. They kind of sound like they're plausible. And yet again, I go back to, how much of Cuomo have you heard on MSNBC, you know, the alphabet soup network, as they say? Probably very little. Now, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but the leftists stormed the Georgia Capitol. So a small horde of very angry leftists stormed Georgia State Capitol to protest the voter identification legislation. Voters would have to provide a driver's license number, state ID, or copy of some kind of photo ID. Now, my only problem with this is I am sure they'll figure out a way around this with the ID thing. But it's okay. At least it's a start in the right direction, right? Now, they got to show that when they request an absentee ballot. Now, currently, absentee ballots are verified based on voter signatures and registration information rather than an ID. Now, while state troopers were trying to clear the Capitol Rotunda, a black state lawmaker marched up and got in the face of one of the officers. The video shows another trooper gently, and I saw the video, moving her away. Well, you know what broke out after that, right? I mean, the woman starts screaming, "Take your hands off me. You can't touch me. It's not okay." And they need to apologize publicly. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't apologize. I don't care what she wants. What she did was stupid. What she did was just dishonoring the law. Walked up and stuck her face. I don't know what she was thinking. Well, never mind. Anyhow. need to apologize. She wants the police to apologize publicly. This is the people's house. We've got to protect the right to vote. Every day, the voices of black women are silenced. And today, I remember the Georgia Capitol Police tried to silence one of these voices. Not really. If they want to spin it that way, that's fine. That's not really. He was giving the order. The police officer was giving the order to clear the Capitol. They're allowed to keep peace. That's the whole idea. If you're getting out of hand, you don't get to stay. But this isn't new. They do this all the time. Now they scream and they demand accountability and change at the Georgia, inside the Georgia House. And where's it coming from? House Democrats. Right? So where was the National Guard? Why weren't they afraid? Oh, really? If they were that nervous and that scared, where were they? So now a bunch of House Democrats have decided to join into a sit-in on the stairs of the Capitol. Because they want the officer to apologize publicly. But why? For what reason? He was doing his job. He didn't manhandle her. He didn't push her around. He simply, as she was trying to go where she wasn't supposed to be, get in front of the cop while he was doing his job, he grabbed her by the shoulder. He says, "You'll need to stand over here. You'll need to move away." See, the lawmaker doesn't get to break the law. You don't have an abundance of power. That's where you watch what these people do and you realize they really believe that they have more power than you. They believe that you don't matter. They're above the law. They can get away with about anything. And they don't. They have to follow the law the same way we do. There's nothing special to be special about them. Again, more of the higher educated being a little dumb. Well, I should say being a little dumb. Being mucho ignorant. How's that? Boston Public Schools suspends advanced learning class. Why? Well, there were too many white students enrolled. But it ain't about color. See, racism ain't never going to go away the way these people are handling it. Select a program for high performance 4th, 5th, and 6th graders in Boston has suspended enrollment due to the pandemic and concerns about equity in the program. Advanced placement courses were offered to everyone in the school system. This is incredibly unfair to those that worked hard to qualify, said one parent. This is where they're going to start the race war. All right? Whether it's black kids, Hispanic kids, whatever. I studied. I worked hard. I deserve to be an AP. I need an AP class to go into my college class. Now, you're going to stop it because 70% of the students in the class are white? Well, what's the school makeup? Right? And many of the 70%, like a majority of the 70%, were Asian. Well, so what? Look, I know this is good. You guys are going to take this as a racist comment, but I don't really care. The Asian community is very much into education. They value education. They hold it in high esteem. Really that simple. So if they're willing to work their kids harder, now come on, think about it. If they're willing to work their kids harder, why should they have to suffer? That's not fair to them. If a black or Hispanic kid doesn't have parents that can help him or doesn't know where to go, that's what the counselors get paid for, isn't it? Aren't they part of the picture too? The counselor should be helping them get the help they need. Right? Just that simple. So this will cause a bigger problem. District analysis, the program found that more than 70% students enrolled in the program are white and Asian, and even though nearly 80% of all Boston Public School students are Hispanic and black. Okay, where though? And then you have the white flight, one parent wrote. Those that can afford or will take a demotion in their living standards will go to where their child can get the advanced classes. It will just tank the district. Right? I mean, they're right. People will go. I mean, we've had it happen here in California. We've had plenty of parents move out of this state who had great jobs, good homes, lived in decent neighborhoods. Why? Because the kids couldn't go to school. The kids couldn't get into sports. Or couldn't participate, I should say, in sports. And it's just wrong. All the way around, it's just wrong. School committee member Lorna Rivera, she said at the January meeting that she was disturbed by the findings, noting that nearly 60% of the fourth graders in the program at a local school are white, even though most third graders enrolled in the school are black and Hispanic. Do they actually believe that teachers or whoever are choosing white kids to be in these classes? Is that what they think? Because if teachers are picking them, or counselors, then they need to be fired. Because it's wrong. No, seriously. So you're going to make everybody, you're going to show the kids. This is a socialist move. Everybody can't go, or this can't happen, or that, so nobody goes. Rivera said this is unacceptable. I've never heard these statistics before, and I'm very, very, very disturbed by them. The superintendent said that she was going to put the program on hiatus since they found out about the racial inequalities. Okay, but why? Now, you know what happens in these cases? This is a scary thing. Mark my words. What ends up happening in these things is they'll lower the standards. They'll lower the scores required, which will make those classes of no effect. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word now to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, How can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news? This week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, do something more than nothing. Like that? I like it. Anyway, you know, Joe Biden. And I was talking about him earlier. See, you can't even say his name without giggling a little bit. Even a little. And I'm talking about him earlier, and I just said, the irritant here is, they know he doesn't know where he is, or what he's doing for that matter. And yet, they're willing to let him potentially hurt us, ruin us, whatever. So recently, speaking to a large group of people, here's where Joe got a tad confused.
He's getting on the plane. He told me last, he came in to see me last event. And representatives Shirley Jackson Lee, Al Green, Sylvia Garcia, Lizzie Pinelli, Pinnell, and what am I doing here? I'm going to lose track here. And
lost track. I'm sorry. I am not making fun of a sick man, and he is a sick man. Can we stop playing the game? right? I mean, you can tell he's looking out. He's got that squint that you see with a lot of Alzheimer's patients. And he's looking out over the crowd. And he's lost from the beginning. Right? Can't put all that together. Can't figure it out. This is why they want to take his ability to launch the nukes away from him. Think of you. Again.
He was getting on a plane. He told me last, he came in to see me last event. And representatives, Shirley Jackson Lee?
Shirley? What, did she change her name?
Lee, Al Green, Sylvia Garcia, Lizzie Pinelli. Excuse me.
No, look at his face. Some of you, you're on the radio, but you look at his face. His eyes are, I've done that myself. You know, times when things are hot and we're talking and we're working through something, like, I got that name. I got it right there on the tip of my tongue, and I can't get it off. He's doing it through the whole conversation. He is struggling and working hard. Extremely hard. To get those words out. This man is supposed to be in top-tip condition. Or tip-top. Another Joe-ism, sorry. Okay, I mean, think about it. And he's got to make split-second decisions as to what's going to happen. Should I launch the nukes or shouldn't I? Should we send the team in to get Bin Laden or shouldn't I? Think of all the things that he's got to make split-second decisions on. But here's the sad part about it. The left knows he's sick. They hate Trump. They hate Joe Messina. They hate conservatives so much that they will let the country go down in flames. Just to make sure they don't lose power. Can you see it now? Can you see somebody asking him a question in the middle of the night?
Sylvia Garcia, Lizzie Pinelli. Excuse me. Pinelli. And what am I doing here? I'm going to lose track here. And
you lost track. You lost it already. And you know it. And I'm just going to say it. And you guys, some of the listeners are going to get mad at me, but an honorable man would have left already. And shame on his family for what they've done to this guy. Shame on them for the way that they pushed him into this position, and now he's got to deal with it. It's not fair. Sure as heck not right. And they're putting us all in danger by putting him in that seat, in that position. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being engaged, being involved. You know, recently, I watched some of those things like Mark Dice, you know, on YouTube and such. Not just him, but a lot like him. And we've talked about this a million times on the show as well. Let's start off with this. The ultimate law of the land is the Constitution, period. Okay? You cannot change the Constitution by Congress simply writing a law to change the Constitution. It doesn't work that way. The general misconception is that any law, any statute passed by legislators, right, constitutes the law of the land. But really, honestly, the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. Any statute, to be valid, it's got to be either in agreement with the Constitution, but can't go lower. It really can't go higher. Actually, this has to be in agreement with the Constitution, period. And it's impossible for any law that violates the Constitution to be valid, and it can't be enforced. All laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. Okay? That's not me saying that. That is Marbury. Yeah, Marbury versus Madison. And it was real simple. They knew. They were still there. They were still close enough to it to know. But we become these guys. Look, for all intents and purposes, we are the most powerful nation on the planet. No way around it. It is what it is. Deal with it. You want to throw it away? That's up to you. But I think that's crazy. But when they get into those positions of power, when they get into those offices, all of a sudden that power goes to their head. They are making laws for the most powerful nation on the planet. And if you want to think about where we've come from. Think about the fact that we went after, we fought with, and we won a battle with a ragtag team of patriots against the most powerful military, the most powerful country on the planet. So to scare you a little bit, been done before. We can be taken out. Don't think we can't, especially with weak leadership. You look at the leadership of our founding fathers, where they were at, what they thought, what they were willing to do to win. And you look at the leadership today. They would have been shamed at people like John Kerry, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. They would have been shamed at Oblamo. No, come on, let that sink in for a second. Think about the things that he did. And now, I don't know if some of you have caught this, but he's man about town. He pretty much says anything he wants to. He now believes that reparations are warranted. So is that the next thing he's going to push through with Joe? Joe is nothing but a hand puppet for some of these other people. We already know this. This doesn't require any kind of college education to figure this out. And Kamala Harris, I think she's petrified knowing that she's going to have to take that office. I do. I think at first it's exciting. You think about it, it seems to make all the sense in the world. But really think about it. She's not up to the task. She doesn't have the mental acuity. How's that? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But just, it should scare you, the mere fact that they're willing to sell this country down the road to the Chinese or the Russians or whoever. So they get what they want. They get to maintain their power. But they don't realize what will happen. When they give that power, when it's too much being held over their heads, they don't have the integrity to come clean. China will use that against them. Russia will use that against them. North Korea will use it against them. Iran will use it against them. You know, they're not religious people to begin with. Right? The Dems as a whole. The upper echelon. There's no ultimate God for them in most cases. They don't understand that the Iranians, there is an ultimate God. There is a spiritual side to this for them. And those Dems, the Joe Bidens of the world, they don't understand that commitment, that pull, that reality. They don't get it. You can say you think that they do, or they did, but they don't. Hey, God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. Check out the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get informed, get engaged. And thanks for listening. And I mean that sincerely. I really appreciate your time with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host, for listening to Real Side.